All right, welcome to the Lake episode of State Your Line. But before we get to that, unless you're living under a rock, you know that Patrick Mahomes just signed the largest contract in sports history. So we'll start there. But before we get to that, this episode of State Your Line is brought to you by Lead Bank. Patrick Mahomes might be looking for a place to put those $500 million. Lead Bank is a community-minded, independent commercial bank recognized for its innovative approach to community banking and unique banking solutions that allows real people, real businesses, and their communities to thrive. Serving communities with treasury management and lending services, consumer client products, digital consumer banking, and innovative financial technology services, Lead Bank is the first choice for those looking for future banking partner. Headquartered in Kansas City, Mo, Lead Bank is known for being a small business advocate, having outstanding client service, and creating financial pathways to those who in the past have been unbankable. For more information, call 816-220-8600 or visit www.lead.bank.
Perfect.
Welcome in to State Your Line, a podcast for Kansas City and by Kansas City. We are the Rich Brothers. Today is July 7th, and Patrick Mahomes is now officially assigned the most lucrative contract in sports history, and that is insane, being a Kansas City like sports fan, knowing that your guy just broke the bank.
I never thought we would have the biggest superstar. I mean, he's a global superstar at this point. Mm-hmm. And I never thought we would ever have a global superstar on a team that I rooted for. And I knew, like, it's the NFL, right? Like, you don't get rid of your quarterback if he's good. I mean, you hold on to quarterbacks that are mediocre in the NFL, mm-hmm. because it's hard to strike gold with a quarterback. So I knew, like, we would always
on the mediocre quarterbacks for 30 some years.
Yeah. So I knew that this was always going to happen, right? I knew we were going to keep Mahomes forever, and I knew he was always going to be a Chief. But to do it, to break the record, to make the headlines that he did, I was surprised. I thought it was going to be a 4-year, you know, $180 million contract with almost all of it guaranteed, so that he could renegotiate after 4 years. So that's the route I thought he was going to go. But the willingness to, like, break news, and the willingness on his part to, like, yeah, I want to break the record. I want it to be a big news story. I want to do it. Like, I know my fans are going to go crazy, and we did. And I just love that he gave us that. He gave us the ability to just be like, 10 years, 450. Like, he fulfilled the conversations that we would have drunkenly in the parking lot about how much we would sign Mahomes for. I mean, we said 20 years a bill. He did it. I mean, he essentially did that. He did. Yeah. I mean, the final numbers of the contract are still kind of being weird. Like, I don't know, Kev, what are they? 12,
10 years up to $503 million.
Yeah. So 10 years includes half a bill.
Yeah, it includes 477 in guaranteed mechanisms, which, from what I've read, it's basically the Chiefs, you know, down the road will have the option come, you know, early offseason in March to say yes or no. And if they, so for some reason, did cut him, he'd become a free agent. But I'm guessing a lot of this money is going to be paid out. Yeah, it's just so strange to see a contract this big and it just be universally like, yeah, that's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for a contract to just break the record of, you know, largest contract in sports history, and everyone to just kind of be like, yeah, it seems like a good idea, is just speaks to his talent and his character and, like, who he is as a person. Because, I mean, you're handing $500 million to somebody who's 24 years old. That's insane.
Yeah.
To do that. Yeah. And I think it does speak, you know, not only to the player he is, but also the type of Lord and Savior that he is.
Exactly. And you mentioned, like, you know, being met with universal praise. When Mike Trout got his contract, it was basically met with universal praise. But, you know, Mike Trout isn't going to guarantee – Mike Trout being on the Angels – isn't going to guarantee the Angels go to the playoffs every single year.
He's never won a playoff game. He has one hit in the playoffs in that contract.
And Patrick Mahomes,
one hit in the playoffs.
He will guarantee us that we go to that we go to the playoffs every single year because he's the best player at the most important position in all of sports. And I mean, I left today and I tweeted it from State Your Line, but I left today feeling like it was a Friday afternoon. Like I was leaving work. I had, you know, 8:10 and 6:10 switching back and forth, like getting their reactions. And I felt like it was a Friday before a playoff game. And it's the Monday after like a long weekend with maybe some residual hangover. But I left feeling like it was a Friday afternoon. And that is what Mahomes can do to you just by signing his name.
Yeah, that was funny. You were talking about switching back and forth between the radio dials. That almost sounded like a Ray Allen tweet.
Easy.
Right there. but yeah, it is weird to have that feeling of like, you know, it's, you know, what's today? July 6th and literally, you know, sports, nothing is going on. And then to all of a sudden just have everybody in the world talking about this contract. It was quite a day.
Yeah. And I think it's absolutely a win-win for both sides. Like Mahomes gets to break this record, like hold the title, and he'll probably hold the title for the largest contract in sports history for, I don't know, 7 years, 8 years.
Yeah,
I don't know who's gonna break it unless like Acuna or you know, some young stud in baseball does it. Like Trout signed his. Harper signed his. Like, I really don't know who. And the NBA, you know, they don't give out 10-year contracts. So I don't think anyone will break this until, like, I don't know, a Trevor Lawrence or a young baseball player or something. So he gets to have that title of largest contract ever for the next 7-8 years, probably. He gets to be the highest paid player in the NFL on an average year salary. Right now, he's $10 million higher than second place. I think right now the highest paid salary on like a average year basis is $35 million with Russell Wilson. And so his is $45 million. So he's $10 million more than second place as far as average year salary. And he'll probably have that title for the next 5 years. And then
That gap is going to close, though.
Yeah, I know.
Between him and second place is going to close.
I know.
Like money-wise, but talent-wise, it's just going to get bigger, I think.
Yeah, and that's what I mean.
So it's going to be an incredible value down the road in the prime of his career, which he has not reached. That's scary.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I mean. Like, he will have so he's getting all of these awesome things up front. And then towards the end of it, the Chiefs are really benefiting because in 5 years, 6 years, $45 million a year for a quarterback will probably be like sixth, seventh, eighth in the NFL. And so we're getting the best player in the NFL at not the most expensive price for ages 31 to 36 of his contract, which, you know, obviously he'll still be, you know, an all pro and probably still be the best in the NFL. So it's an absolute win-win. The having it be a set number gives Veach flexibility, I think, as the cap expands and
not
he can shift it around.
Not giving a percentage of the cap, you mean?
Not giving a percentage of the cap, yeah. It gives him a little more flexibility towards the back end of this, you know, in 12 years when this is closing. Like, we were doing the math. I'm going to be 43 when this thing ends.
Yeah, I think I'm going to change my profile picture to Brett Veach photoshopped on top of Randy Marsh's face walking with the wheelbarrow.
That's a good one.
With his big old balls in there.
That's a good one.
I mean, again, the offseason he's had with the draft, with inking Mahomes, winning a Super Bowl all in 2020. Wow.
And the salary cap is so fake.
Yeah.
Like, we had $77 in salary cap. Mm-hmm. We had $77 in salary cap at one point. We didn't lose. Now, we don't know what's going to happen with Chris Jones, but currently mm-hmm. we haven't lost anyone that we wanted to keep, and we signed a player to the richest contract in pro sports history with $77 in cap space. Like, if people are worried about his number becoming a problem with the cap, just look at what Veach and company have done with $77. Like, the cap is somewhat fake, and you can really move around it. So I'm not worried at all. Plus, you know, analytics, Twitter, having an expensive quarterback does not hurt your chances to win.
Jerry Jones told me it did.
Literally zero. There is zero correlation between having an expensive quarterback and winning or losing. So, I'm ecstatic. Love it. I hope he gets all $503 million, obviously. I mean, I was ready to sell him part of the team. I was ready to sell him, you know, naming rights. I was ready to give him 20 years, $1 billion. So obviously this is mm-hmm. an awesome, awesome thing.
Yeah. All right. So that will wrap it up for our Mahomes talk. We had to get together and talk about it. But now it's time for the second annual Lake episode. It needs no introduction because
a little introduction.
You're about to get an introduction. So we're going to, you know, roll the intro, roll the intro. Welcome in to State Your Line, a podcast for Kansas Cityans by Kansas Cityans. We are the Ritz Brothers. Today is, what is it? July 7th. We're live from the lake. Woo! Lake episode, round two.
Last time we did this, we had more support.
I don't feel a lot of support.
People came with takes. We had great takes. We don't have that this year. Are we going to blame COVID?
Yeah, I'll blame it.
I think we can blame COVID.
And everybody's very quiet listening now, and it's very awkward. Can we get like a round of applause or something? Remember, we're trying to bring it in. There we go. We've done this, so second annual Lake episode.
Yep.
I think I'm just as drunk on this episode as I was last time, too.
Okay.
Coming out of the water, post-float. I think we did this post-golf last time,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but we're here at Hawks Landing at the Lake of the Ozarks with, you know, we kept the tradition of having a family lake trip still again this year, despite everything.
Everyone's here. We're practicing social distancing-ish.
I just put hand sanitizer on.
We have changed the way we do our fish fry, which is monumental for our family.
To change something.
And thanks, Jack Ritz is handing me some hand sanitizer right now.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
But we do, yeah. So what we do for this Lake Week episode is we tell our family, hey, come down with a take. Have a plan.
Bring it.
Bring a segment.
Bring a take.
And you can just come on the pod. It's not open mic, but you can just come on the podcast with a take.
Easy, Bill Simmons.
Yeah. So we... what?
He said it's not open mic night and then got in a lot of trouble for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
we almost got canceled for it.
We've got some segments coming up. Last year, we tasted the difference between Bud Light, Miller Light, and Busch Light.
Yep.
We nailed it.
Nailed it.
This year, we're going to do seltzers.
We're going to have to name the brand and the flavor,
okay.
I think.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're going to have to do.
We're going
to
talk to our 7-year-old cousin. Eli, you're 7?
He's 11.
Oh, 11.
At least 11.
We're going to talk to our 11-year-old cousin about, I don't know, school.
It sucks.
School sucks.
Yeah.
We can talk about that.
True.
We're going to talk about Disney movies.
We're going to talk about Disney movies.
What else?
We're going to talk about mac and cheese.
We're going to talk mac and cheese.
We're going to talk mac and cheese. And I'm going to do a newlywed game,
okay.
too.
And we're going to do a newlywed game.
And we're doing a newlywed game, too.
So we're going to chop it up a little bit.
We're going to see if these two people are really ready to get married or not.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's where we're going. That's where this show is headed.
That's what we know of so far.
Yeah. And if someone has a take, Matt Beck might give a speech. I don't know. He might just try to memorize
He might just drink breast milk like he did last year. I don't know.
COVID.
I don't know. Oh, okay. All right. Well, if it was frozen, COVID. I don't know.
I think if things are
frozen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
it does good in the cold. Canceled. Oh, fuck. I got canceled. Okay. No, COVID.
that the segment's canceled because of COVID. I thought you were about to cancel
me.
No breast
milk. No breast milk.
Okay, all right. I'm so good.
So we're going to get started. We're going to have the cousins come in kind of one at a time, and we'll see where it goes.
All right. First up, first guest, Eli, our 11-year-old cousin. 11, I got that right.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
11, I want to get into the mindset of an 11-year-old and really what's going on. Eli, first thing I noticed about you this week, your favorite word is cringe. Yeah. What's the word cringe mean?
Just weird.
Just stuff is weird?
Yeah.
Like, give me an example. What's cringe? What happened this
week? What's cringy?
The 4th of July party.
The 4th of July party.
America canceled.
Yeah. Just the parade is kind of cringe. Yeah.
Why? What makes it cringe?
Because I'm not a 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm. He's not a 2-year-old.
And parades
anymore.
Are for 2-year-olds.
Technically, yeah.
Is TikTok cool or is it cringe?
My sister and my cousins at TikToks are very weird.
Do you have a TikTok?
No, I don't. I do, but I don't make any videos.
So you're a lurker? You just watch other TikToks?
Yeah.
Do you have a phone?
No.
Good.
Do you know the Savage Dance? I'm a savage.
No, I don't.
Do you know any TikTok dances?
No.
Okay. All right. Yes or no questions. That's a good interviewer right there.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Primo, the reason why we wanted to talk to you, we want to talk about school.
School sucks.
Yeah, I want to talk about how much it sucks. I was never a big fan of school. All right, so what is this? Sixth grade?
Yeah.
You're going to be in sixth grade.
Yes.
What? Yeah. What's your favorite subject in school?
PE.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. So what's your least favorite? Which subject sucks the most?
Every subject.
Every subject, PE. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, especially like reading or maybe social studies.
You don't like
reading?
I don't
like history.
Mm. Oh, doomed to repeat it.
Yeah.
Eli, what... When you go,
yeah, it's true.
Yeah, when you go to school, and you're on your way to school, what are you thinking? When you're in the car and you're driving to school, like what thoughts are going through your head?
I want to go back to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you? I'm out. He's stonewalling me.
I know.
This guy's gonna run for office.
Yeah, but I wanna get into why it really sucks, Eli. I mean, is this homework? Is it the homework? Is it the teachers?
It's the learning.
It's the learning?
Yeah.
Okay, but don't you think learning's important?
Kind of.
So school's not all sucky.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, everyone here, we all went to school.
Yeah, but you guys hated it.
Some of them.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
But are you like, all right, I just need to get done with grade school, and then high school is going to be sweet?
No.
Are you
I
like,
wanna
okay,
get out
well,
school, period.
Well, then you're like, all right, maybe college, that'll be cool, because that
yeah,
sounds cause fun.
Yeah, because you said it would.
Because I said it was?
Yeah.
Well, college I said high school sweet. Was fun, too.
High school. You still learn.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, you still have to learn.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's
you
true.
You still have to learn, and learning sucks, so.
Yeah, but you can drink beer while you do it.
No.
In college.
In college, yeah. Not yeah. In high school.
Have just you ever now. Tasted beer before?
When I was 6.
What'd you think?
I thought it was a cream soda.
Would you rather have a cream soda or a beer?
Beer.
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
that's
sheesh.
A good idea. It's nice. Tastier.
All right.
All right. Last thing. All right. You didn't get to go to school in the spring. How much did that suck?
It didn't suck at all.
So you take the, you would prefer the just not, maybe just schools don't ever open back up and you're okay with that?
Yeah.
And you can just hang out at home and, I don't know, play Fortnite all day?
No.
What would you do?
Fortnite sucks.
You would what?
Fortnite sucks.
How did you
Fortnite
go to school?
Sucks?
How did you go to school while you were, while the schools were closed? Did you do it online?
Online.
Yeah.
Well, technically. No, I didn't do online. My brother and sister did online, but I had to do it on actual paper. That's why it sucked.
Mm-hmm. Why were you singled out?
What?
Why did you have to do it on paper?
Because my teachers in fifth grade suck.
Because why?
Teachers suck.
Oh, gosh, I hate teachers.
Yeah.
No.
Ah, the worst.
The worst. Oh, sorry, Natalie. I didn't see you over there.
All right. So, Eli, any big predictions for sixth grade? Any guarantees you want to make? Like, middle school's coming up. You think you're going to kiss anybody? You think you're going to make
kiss
the...
14 people.
14!
Oh, wow. 14, all right.
It's going to be dope.
Is sixth grade middle school?
Yeah, I think.
So you're like a big boss on campus now, huh?
You got a locker?
I had a locker on my old school, but then when it came back, the first year we didn't. Now I have a locker again this year.
All right. That's all I got.
Eli, thank you for joining us.
Kids, don't go to school. Stay home.
Say crap real quick, Eli. Say crap into the mic.
Shit. Oh!
Hey, folks. This seltzer testing is brought to you by the Summer of Crispy. Yep. Crispy boys. Crispy boys, we don't discriminate, but down here at the Lake of the Ozarks. Enjoy your Truly. Enjoy your Busch Light. We love you.
All right. So thanks for our sponsors. I don't know what that was.
I thought she was going to go Crispy Girl on us like she did last year, but... all right, we got a taste test.
Yes.
We did a taste test last year. We correctly guessed the difference between all the light beers.
It was easy. It was one of the most impressive things I've ever done in my entire life.
Too easy. Now we're going to do a quadruple blind taste test of some seltzers. But
because it's the summer of seltzer,
do we get to know what brands are in play?
No.
I want to take a moment.
Kelsey and Libby, our sisters, are the officiants of this taste test.
I want to take a moment to appreciate how far seltzers have come as a genre.
Yeah.
Because 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we drank seltzers ironically, like they were Smirnoff ices. Mm-hmm. We were like, ha, drinking a Truly, like. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And now they're widely accepted.
What did Zima miss that White Claw didn't?
I think it's the cows.
You think it's the cows? All about the health benefits.
I don't know how many calories are in a Zima.
It was too sweet.
You put anything in a skinny can, and
you think it's healthy.
The skinny can.
Wild.
Put antioxidants on the can.
Put
and people
antioxidants.
Eat that shit up.
Keep it under 100 cals.
Uh-huh. Well, Busch Light's under 100 calories, too. People forget that.
Truly's also, they're not under 100 cals. I believe they are 100 calories on the dot.
Fact check you right now. 100 even on the dot.
Thank
Busch
you.
Busch Light, 95. All right. 1 gram of sugar. All right.
So do we know? So we're doing the taste test. Blind. Quadruple.
Quadruple blind.
Do we know what flavors are out there, or do we have to just pick it out?
Okay, so the name of the game. There's four different seltzers. At a minimum, have to guess the flavor.
Okay.
Bonus if you can differentiate what the brand is.
Okay.
You can say
there's not a chance I can.
And it's only Truly and White Claw out there, so we're not like throwing in some weird.
Okay.
Well, I think I'm going to fail.
I didn't think we were going to give that information away.
No, I think
away.
We need
Kelsey
that information.
Kelsey just did. So
there's too
I'm
many,
really nice.
There's too many seltzers out there to not know.
I think we're going to fail miserably.
All right. Well, let's take a drink, and we'll guess after each drink.
Cleanse your palate first.
Okay. Do they have any vodka?
No.
Oh, what do you got there?
A cleanse bomb with a bush.
Anybody got anything better? All right. I'll cleanse with a Busch Light.
All right.
Okay.
Where's my first?
Libby, I'm handing out our first one.
Here's number one.
All right, number one. Aroma. Beautiful. I already know this one. All right, you ready? I got it.
Is it black cherry?
Nope.
No, don't say it out loud until the end, right? I mean.
Well, no, I think I'm like.
I can write it down.
No, because I don't know. We can guess.
Should I write it down or can I guess that one? I think I should be able to guess that one.
But I can't. Should I be able to tell
you? No, poker face.
If that's positive or negative?
positive or negative.
Yeah, because this isn't a COVID test. All right. Well, I think I know. I'll write it down, I guess. All right.
Number two. I have no clue. I mean, I know it. I've tasted that before.
I know that.
Did you write down what you think number one was?
In my head.
Okay. Well, don't forget.
This one's not flavored.
Is there not? Do I have COVID? I can't taste it.
Oh my God.
I think I know what this one is. All right, I got my two.
Okay.
I'm ready for three.
Number three?
I'm kind of full. I've been drinking so many
Number
seltzers.
Three. Oh boy.
100 calories, don't forget.
Shoot.
Oh, now I'm confused. I don't know about that one.
Don't forget, bonus for the brand.
Yeah, bonus for the brand. Have you been thinking about the brand?
Yeah.
I'm so lost.
No, I think I know that one. All right, give me the fourth one.
That's a big old question mark I just wrote down. What?
No, that is...
Dude, Kevin, I'm horrible at this.
Celery clay.
Whoa, hold on. I can't really type.
I forgot
really.
About that celery flavor, you know?
I think I was celery flavor.
I felt good about the first two, and
okay,
now I'm completely lost.
I felt
lost.
Really good about the first one. The first one is a mixed berry truly.
The first
one. The first one I tasted was a mixed berry truly.
Do you want me to tell you if you're right or wrong?
I'm going black cherry truly.
No, it was a mixed berry truly. What was it?
Danny was right, black cherry, White Claw.
Oh, okay.
White Claw.
White Claw.
I felt very confident in that.
Number two is my most confident.
Number two, I think, was just vodka. Did you trick me?
That
was it just vodka?
That would have been a good prank, but
no,
incorrect.
Number two was a lime White Claw.
Both of you are wrong.
What was number two?
Ruby Grapefruit.
Oh, that's
in your bra.
Grapefruit.
A ruby grapefruit, that's claw. Or that's claw.
That's
ruby
claw.
Grapefruit, yeah.
Yes, claw.
Yes. All right, then I'm very confused after
three,
that.
Three.
I think I would dominate.
I think four is mixed. I think four is mixed berry.
Okay, yeah, I do
We're
too.
We're on three, though.
I know, but I don't know what
All
three
right,
is.
Then I think three is a lime.
I think three is
a lime truly.
I feel like you guys should have all retasted your drinks.
Is it correct?
It is a passion fruit.
Passion
truly.
Fruit.
Truly.
F.
A passion
All right,
fruit truly.
Well, that's three?
Yeah.
That's passion three.
Okay. 0 for 3 so far.
We tried to go with the most
Danny's one for 3.
Oh, yeah.
And four, I was guessing
mixed berry. Mixed berry, truly.
Okay, well, it's called wild berry, but
white
we'll give it to you.
We'll give
we'll
it
give
to you.
It to you. Okay. Truly,
true.
Truly.
It's
count
truly,
it.
It's
yes.
truly. All right.
I think it's
you got two.
Out of four.
I got one.
And I refuse to believe that number two is not a lime. So.
I refuse to believe that wasn't vodka and water. Just that. That's all I got on that.
Vodka
Are
soda.
You guys messing with me?
We
no,
really should
we're
have.
Not. We,
damn
yes.
it.
We should have put a, like, a silver tequila in there and
yes.
just.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, then we could
yeah.
have
done
well,
a
I would have known the
Then I just
would have
barfed on my yeah. computer. That would have been hilarious.
All right. Well, thanks again, Libby and Kelsey, our sisters, for coming on, doing the taste test. Great job. Libby, do you want to shout out your blog or anything?
Oh, yeah. You can catch
where
me
can
at.
Where can we find you?
If you know, you know. That's
at
all.
Swim Girl XOXO.
Foxy Girl, actually.
This next segment at the lake is brought to you by Patrick Carter of Farmers Insurance. If you have to buy insurance, why not buy it from a guy in Kansas City? Instead of going onto some random website and trying to find a deal, why don't you go ahead and call Patrick Carter? Because when you work with Patrick, your money stays in Kansas City instead of getting it out there on the interwebs. So why don't you let Patrick put his vast experience to work for you? He's been an agent in the Kansas City Metro since 2003. Patrick knows this city inside and out. He's got an office in Johnson County, yet he lives in Brookside. So no matter which side of the state line you live on, Patrick's got you covered. Go to his website, kcfarmersagent.com, and click on Contact Me, and Patrick will help you make a smart decision with your insurance. Patrick not only knows a thing or two about insurance, he knows a thing about Kansas City. So why don't you go ahead and call 913-248-8861. Remember that, 913-248-8861. 800-282-8861 or visit kcfarmersagent.com today.
I'm so nervous.
Well, Taylor, don't be nervous. I mean, Alex is a great guy. I don't think you should be nervous about getting married to him, okay?
So if we, like, fail this, does that mean
if you
the
fail this, then I'd be worried after that. But, all right, we're with Alex and Taylor now, our cousins, who are going to be getting married in 2 weeks. So
A COVID wedding. No, just kidding. JK. Taylor, so, just kidding.
But we are this has to be, wedding, Taylor, this had to be so stressful, trying to plan all of this, and then having people ask you about planning a wedding during all this all the time.
A million questions.
What was your least favorite question that you got about that you just get it every time?
They're just like, so is it happening? Well,
and because
that's the plan.
Because people weren't so sure about Alex or like the disease or
a little bit of both. Actually.
But were you ever nervous that it might have to be delayed a year or like?
You know, there was a point in time there where you really thought, what's this going to look like in 2 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no one knows. You're learning something new every week?
I heard there's rumors going around that Taylor started COVID just to avoid marrying Alex.
Yeah,
I've heard that. I've heard that rumor as well, and she hasn't denied it yet openly. Yeah, so,
Taylor, would you like to deny?
No comment.
So she still has it. All right, so because Taylor and Alex are getting married in 2 weeks, we got to make sure they're ready, and we got to play the newlywed game.
Everyone knows it. Actually, I don't. Can you give me a refresher?
Basically, I think everything I know about the newlywed game I learned from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay.
Good where show. I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to count to three, and you both are going to blurt out your answer.
Oh, boy.
And if... and then if you're wrong, you're drinking. If you're right, then you can give out drinks to Danny.
Can we set a precedent?
Yeah, sure.
Is this going to be Grandma Anna friendly?
I mean, like PG-13, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, my questions are pretty PG-13.
Okay.
All yeah.
Right. Just wanted to set a precedent where we were
going. Okay. All right. Question number one.
With hard R-rated questions.
Question number one. Again, I'm gonna say the question, and then I'm gonna give you 5 seconds, and then you guys are gonna say the answer at the same time. Okay.
Okay.
All right. First question: where did you go on your first date? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Famous Dave's.
Wow. Oh, that
you
is
call yourself
class.
You call yourself a Kansas Cityan and you're going to Famous Dave's barbecue?
I thought the same thing.
The first date was in Des Moines, so we had to, you know, try.
Alex had only been to two restaurants there in his life, so
I didn't get out
that or Jethro's.
Football. It was Drake Diner, Jethro's, and Famous Dave's.
What were your impressions of the first date? Did he pick up the tab? Did he pay? And,
yeah. But I will admit that I probably hadn't been to a Famous Dave's in like 15 years. So
you haven't been back?
Not a big chain girl, so
it's not like now. Oh, honey, let's go to Famous Dave's.
Look, I tried to do that the next year. I'm like, hey, maybe we should do our 1 year anniversary.
I don't think we've been back.
Yeah, she didn't. She didn't go for it.
On the 1 year anniversary, they got a 2 for $20 at Applebee's instead.
Yeah.
No, we went to Chili's. Endless
got
apps,
a reservation
dude.
At Red Lobster.
Dollar Marg's.
Dollar Long Island.
All right. Next one. All right. On the count, I'll give you a second to think. This is more, I guess, for Taylor to guess. But what is Alex's shoe size? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
10 and a half.
Wow.
This is why I don't ask for shoes for Christmas.
What
size?
Wait, no,
it's 11 and a half.
12.
Oh,
shit. Geez. Wow. And you think you're ready to get married. And you don't even know his shoe size.
Oh, how do I think?
You never took a peek in there?
Well, I've bought him like 12 pairs of shoes, so clearly it must be the truly.
That's why Alex doesn't have toenails anymore, because Taylor's buying him 10 and a half.
Yeah, babe, these fit great.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh, man.
I can't wait for them to call you out.
I thought that was a real easy one for you.
I know. Yeah.
It's kind of a softball.
I know. That was a little bit of a softball.
Although
softballs are hard.
All right. All right, Alex, this is for you to answer here. What is Taylor's worst habit? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
picking
go.
Picking her nose.
She's a gold digger, huh?
I have sinus issues, thank you.
Yes.
I'll say this. I am very pro picking your nose. I love picking
so
my nose.
It's not
that it's such a bad habit all the time, but it's that she does it in my car and then flicks them on the ground. I'm like, all
right, you.
You got to roll and flick out the window.
No, no, no. You got to take it out and you just wipe it on the seat underneath you. I thought about starting a company that made just little pads that you'd put underneath your seat.
And no, on the couches, too.
And you just put a boogers on it.
It's a booger.
My childhood couch.
I just hang my finger out the window if it's a real wet booger, you know, to get it, let it dry.
Oh, of course.
And then flick it.
It's got to be able to be rolled. Got to be able to be rolled.
We were actually talking about earlier, what's your favorite booger to pick? What's your favorite type of booger?
The ones that are they're hard in there. You gotta get it out.
No, the best ones are the hard on the top
on the
and soft on the bottom.
On
so
the inside, once you get them out, they open up the nasal passage.
Yeah.
That's the one.
It's
kind of
crisp on the outside.
That's the one to
and
pick.
Like gooey
it's like a
on
good
the
burger.
Inside.
It's like a good burger. You know?
No, I don't know.
All right. Let's see. Next question. All right. You guys got to answer this one. At the same time, what is Taylor's favorite outfit to wear?
Mm.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Jeans. That's a lot of words.
I switched it up.
Jeans and like a tank top, some flip flops.
It depends on the occasion. Where are we at?
What are we doing? Yeah. Your favorite. Your favorite.
I have a favorite. It's a t-shirt.
Yeah. Shorts and t-shirt.
Good one.
Okay.
Nice. All right.
Gonna go
rapid
into
fire.
It,
rapid fire. All right. Who is the better cook? 3, 2, 1, go.
Alex.
Oh, Alex. What's your go-to meal?
Well, it depends on your flavor.
I'm talking about your future wife.
So
over here.
I make a great sun-dried tomatoed, like that Parmesan chicken dish I made that one time. It was dope.
Getting a confused look from Taylor. I don't think Alex has made it for Taylor. It must have been his
girlfriend. Oh, wait. Yeah.
We'll cut that out.
No,
we'll cut that part out.
We'll cut that part out. Sorry. Is that why you're buying shoes for your other boyfriend, too?
Yeah. All
right. Who said I love you first? 3, 2, 1, go.
I think Taylor. No, me. I don't know.
We don't really remember.
Folks!
too many Long Islands at Famous Dave's, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get put in a barbecue coma after
Dude,
Famous Dave's.
Don't ask about our first kiss.
Dollar
either.
Long Islands at Applebee's.
When was
your first kiss?
I don't know.
We do this all the time. We don't know.
Was it at Peggy's?
No, I think it was actually the weekend that you guys came up for relays.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we went golfing
no,
that first
wasn't.
Day.
It wasn't. It was before then.
Well, maybe it was weekend of Easter when I stayed late and I went home for grandma's after.
Yeah.
We're not talking about that.
Jesus wasn't the only thing risen that weekend.
Hey-o!
Hey-o! How are you, boys?
We elevated our souls.
Anyways, who is the tidiest? 3, 2, 1.
Taylor.
Oh, Alex is just a real pig
I'm not
pin
a
over
slob.
There.
I just, it's organized chaos.
Oh, no organization. Yeah. It's only organized in his mind, which is not organized.
A beautiful mind.
Yes.
Never rests. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't. You done?
I mean, I can keep going. You want to ask a question?
I'm out.
You didn't ask
you
one question.
You have to list in front of you. Let's hear them. Rapid fire.
All right. What is Alex's favorite TV show? 3, 2, 1, go.
30 for 30.
That's a great one.
That's a good one.
I almost said Ghost Hunters.
Oh, that would be in number two.
What? All right. What is Taylor's go-to karaoke song?
3, 2, 1.
She doesn't even know the name of it, but it's Believe by Cher.
Leave love and love and love.
Say it. Give us a little
Come
sample.
On, give us
I
a little
can
sample.
Feel something inside.
I really don't think you're strong enough now.
She's always like, hey, what's that song I sing? You know, and I do the dang. And I'm like, yeah, babe, I got you. It's Cher.
Invented auto-tune. Cher. Yeah, yeah. That song.
People forget.
That song. All right. Last one before we let you go. You guys, on the count of three, will say your pet names for each other. Pet names. 3, 2, 1, go.
Bug.
Bug.
Gross.
What?
Bug.
Or like buggy bug.
Buggy bug.
Buggy bug. Can I get some hand sanitizer in my mouth and my
eyeball? Started with like love bug, and then it just got shortened to like bug, and then it's buggy bug.
And so it went from love bug to shorter to bug, back longer to buggy bug.
Yeah. It's all kinds of buggy bugs.
Yeah.
Or just
Jack,
asshole.
Jack, can you pour some of that in my ears as well?
Taylor, the mics are live. All right.
The mics are, what did she say? Something?
She goes, yeah, or just like asshole.
All right. Well, I hope that when you guys say your vows in 2 weeks, buggy bug is included.
Yes.
Lover bug, baby bug, whatever is included.
All
so,
the bugs.
Just buggy.
All right. I think you guys passed. I think you're ready to get married.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
There we go.
Aunt Mary's crying. Finish your drinks.
All right. I'm going. Nicholas, I hope you're ready because I'm just jumping right into it.
I'm ready.
All right. We are here with the host of Getting Mouthy. We got Nicholas and Brian here. And I guess tell me about what this show is all about. But start with what the hell does Getting Mouthy mean, Nicholas? What is that?
Let me tell you about Getting Mouthy. Getting Mouthy is
remember,
all about...
Remember, my grandma's going to listen to this, so be careful what you're going to say about Getting Mouthy.
Oh, that Getting Mouthy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm
okay.
talking about
I'll
fishing.
Talk about the other one.
Okay, then. Okay, good, yeah. Good. I knew where you were going.
So, everybody likes fishing, right?
I love, well, love-hate relationship right? with fishing, really.
It's okay. Like golf. It's like golf. One catching one fish makes all the other sucking at fishing worth it, right? And golf, hitting one good shot makes all the other shitty shots worth it.
That's true. You catch one 10-pounder... One cast, life-changing.
That's an entire life.
Life-changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah. The problem is getting bored to shit.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. the real problem.
Yes.
You ever watch a fishing show? It's awful.
Bill Dance, big fan.
Boring.
So what we're trying to do is revolutionize the fishing show.
Okay.
So we're giving tips. We're catching fish. We're also trying to provide a little entertainment. Brian, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Getting Mouthy is all about?
Getting Mouthy is all about slapping them bass, if you know what I'm talking about. We out there, we getting on the hogs, you know what I'm talking about? We just throwing line out, we whop, 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 we reeling it in, you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about. When I'm fishing, I'm always out there, whop, 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 whop. And that's, I guess, getting mad. But what is slapping bass? You said slapping bass.
Well, you know what I'm talking about, when the bass, you know, get on the hook and the bass slap on the water and you're like, you bring them into the boat, you got to bring them in. You know what I'm talking about.
You got to haul them. You got to slap that. So you guys are taking some GoPros. You guys are taking some cameras out onto the lake with you and then recording a show. How long is the show, and where can I watch it?
So each show is probably around 10 to 12 minutes, depending on if you really slap the bass that week.
Mm-hmm.
So some people say 10 to 12 minutes is a long time.
All right.
For a fishing show.
All right, they're 9 minutes.
For a fishing show.
They're 9 minutes
it's
long.
You can slap a lot of bass in 9 to 12 minutes.
So we have a YouTube channel, Getting Mouthy. Check it out.
Getting Mouthy.
We're releasing a full episode every month and sponsor vids about every week or so.
Oh, you guys got sponsors already.
Oh, we got sponsors.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this giant bobber sponsor.
That's right. Speaking of which, Bobo's Ultimate Strike Indicator is one of our newest sponsors. Shout out to Bobo's.
Boy, I gotta tell you, them Bobo's.
What is an Ultimate Strike Indicator?
So you're fishing with a bobber. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't see them.
That's true.
Bobo's Ultimate Strike Indicator, a 30-inch diameter bobber. Ever seen one of these?
No.
No, can't say.
It's revolutionary.
Can you put beer
this
in
is,
it?
This is new technology.
Fearing it. That sounds like
Wait, so is fishing with a bobber back? Is it cool again?
Oh, it's back.
Oh, it's because
and it's
back.
Bigger because than ever.
When I grew up, like only like the little kids fish with bobbers. Like I was too good to fish with the bobber.
No.
But now are this is a serious question. Are serious fisher people?
Fisher. Thank you for that.
Are serious fisher people, are they are you guys using like bobbers?
Yeah, that's true.
For
that's
real. Like, sponsor aside.
That's right. Float and fly. That's a common technique. The old float and fly. That's a bobber with about a 3-foot leader underneath it,
mm-hmm.
and a little fly.
Okay.
Slap bass all day long with
and
that.
I'm going to be honest with you. I have bobbers with me all the time. Mm-hmm. I always have a bobber on me in my pocket. I'm always ready to throw a bobber out there because you never know when what the missing link is. It mm-hmm. might just be a bobber.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So what's a bobber help you do? Get to that perfect depth?
It just lets the fish know we're there.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah. I thought you didn't want to let the fish know you're there.
Yeah. You just put a little orange bobber out
like
there.
I like to let them know I'm there.
That's where heaven is. I'm mm-hmm. going.
Yeah. All right. All right. So we're down here at the Lake of the Ozarks. You guys are from Colorado and the Denver area. What's the fishing like? How is it different from Denver here down at the Lake of the Ozarks?
Man. Well, there's a reason we're here. The fishing in Colorado is awful.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Lake of the Ozarks, real bass down here, mm-hmm. warm water lake. Colorado, fishing for trout. Nobody wants to do that. It's terrible. So
what kind of fish you been catching this week?
We caught a couple hogs right off the bat.
Pigs?
Right. Hogs.
A couple hogs, 21-incher.
Wow.
Folks.
For those who don't know, a hog is an 18-inch or bigger largemouth.
Mm-hmm.
We caught many hogs today, or this week, I mean.
21-incher.
When a hog hits your pole, you know it?
No, or, to be honest with you.
Or are you like, this could be big, could be small, I don't know.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even know it was there.
Uh-huh.
I hit it. I was like, I looked at Nikki. I said, this is a snag.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, the snag just starts running around the back of the boat. I'm like, hey, this tree's moving. I said, slap that bass. Brought him in. 21-inchers. I'm excited. I can't even breathe.
That's a personal best.
So how much?
I almost died.
How much film content do you need to create a 10 to 12 minute show? Are you guys recording for 8 hours at a time and multiple trips, or is it like so? From this week at the Lake of the Ozarks, you'll have 10 minutes of footage, but it will be how many hours of fishing?
All right. So what happened this week is about 5 days worth of filming, and it's going to be a nine-minute episode. And we started off with the 5-cast challenge.
Okay.
Right? So we pull up on the spot. Each one of us gets 5 casts. If one of us catches a fish, you get an extra cast and a point. So we did this for hours and hours and hours.
Because you were catching.
And neither one of us caught a fish. So that day scrapped.
Yeah.
That's just filming.
But we did catch a couple snags.
We caught a couple snags. So Brian won. He got the most snags.
So you guys are 5 days of footage, so 20 hours of camera roll that will go into a 9-minute episode, and that's why it's not boring.
That's right. Yeah, we're getting the best of the best,
all the action.
Yep.
And how'd you guys meet? How'd you guys just out on the lake slapping bass?
It was a meet cute. They were at the Bass Pro, and they both were going for the 10-inch worms.
Oh,
I mean,
you're a Texas rig guy.
All right, so here's what happened. I'm on a boat dock in Pueblo Reservoir, down in Colorado.
Getting mouthy.
I'm looking for a fishing partner. There's nobody around. I see this cute chick at the end of the boat dock.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously lush, flowing hair.
Mm. Uh-huh.
She's just sitting there. I'm like, hey, girl, you want to go fishing?
Mm-hmm.
And this dude turns around. It's Brian.
It's long, flowing hair.
B.O. Lodge. That's what keeps his hair silky smooth. B.O. Lodge is different.
Oh, it's a difference.
Yeah.
And the horse mane shampoo.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I got him on the boat. He started fishing with me, and getting mouthy was started.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you guys are on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter.
All the social media outlets. The world premiere of Getting Mouthy.
Yeah, what's the date?
Is next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Mountain Time.
Wow. Seven,
which is
seven
one of my favorite
seven.
Time zones, by the way.
It's a good time
Mountain
zone.
Mountain Standard.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best one.
So at 7-7 at 7.
That's right.
All right. Getting Mouthy. Be sure to check it out. Brian and Nicholas, thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Right.
Get mouthy.
Yeah,
wop, 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 wop.
You're a natural, dude.
That's right. That was
awesome. You make your mac and cheese. It's very relatable.
Yes, because everybody makes mac and cheese, and that's why we're talking to the self-proclaimed king and queen of
so
mac and cheese.
Why would I
want
to tell somebody else how to make my awesome mac and cheese?
Because, well, Adam, my recipe is so perfect, I don't care what yours is, it's still going to beat yours.
So we are here with Adam and Kelsey, who are going to be having a mac and cheese cook-off. And so I need to know everything mac and cheese. Adam, when did you first fall in love with mac and cheese?
Look, I'm 36 years old, Kevin. Danny and Kelsey, and I've been eating mac and cheese since I could chew.
What about making mac and cheese? When did you realize, all right, I've had mac and cheese, and now the way I make it is better than anyone else? Mm.
Yeah, no, good question, Danny. First I did Kraft mac and cheese with hot dogs. I thought I'd put a little protein in there.
Beanies and weenies?
Yeah, beanies and weenies. And I thought, well, how can I spruce this up? And then I came up with this idea that it was really a cathartic moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
Eureka.
Yeah, a Eureka moment. And and I haven't looked back since.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kels, your love story with mac and cheese, where does it begin?
Well, it started when my mom and dad started leaving me at home all by myself at the age of five.
Youngest
child syndrome right there.
At the age of five, and I, you know, had to choose to...
I'm going to be gone for like 36 hours. Maybe leave a couple boxes of mac and cheese behind for Kelsey. She'll figure it out.
Started making it around then. I did get a pro tip from John Ritz about how to make mac and cheese that I've carried on since then. So.
And I've heard there's rumors in the press about maybe sometimes... In college, you would fall asleep with mac and cheese?
Yeah. Well, there's a story of me waking up, and I was like, oh, man, I definitely made mac and cheese last night. So I go into the kitchen. Pot's gone. I'm like, yay. Drunk Kelsey cleaned up her mess from last night.
Good job.
So proud of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Walk into my bedroom. Pot of mac and cheese sitting on my desk. So,
hey, but you had just graduated college, right?
No, I was in college.
I thought that was graduation weekend.
No. Oh, maybe.
I think it was.
And I ate it.
Yeah, quite an accomplishment.
At 10 a.m.
Yeah.
We all love mac and cheese. We know that, but it also helped that it was five boxes cost $1.50. So
mm-hmm. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah,
that helps.
Okay, so this week down here at the lake, there's been a lot of trash talk. We're not here to reveal winners or anything like that, but we want to, everyone, I feel like a lot of people have their own way of making Kraft blue box mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So you two being the self-proclaimed king and queen, actually not self-proclaimed, we claimed it. So other people proclaimed king and queen.
Yeah.
Kels, I want to start with you. Give us your recipe. You can reveal as much as you want, but, you know, others are listening.
Okay.
And you can decide to help a lot of people.
Yeah. You know, I start with hot water in the pan.
So you turn the water hot?
Hot. And then...
That's a different type of water coming out of this.
I boil cold water.
No way, man.
Iron coming out of it.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Boil, put in my mac and cheese. I open one box because I'm not wasteful like the king, I hear, does.
Wow. Well, we'll get there.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Mind your own beeswax, Kels.
You know, strain the noodles, got the classic stuff going on. I like 2% milk. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I like my mac and cheese to be a little milky. And some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
So that is...
That's a deal breaker.
Milky Cabrera.
Wow.
Yeah. Milky chance.
I know. Milk. It's a milky chance. Not everyone loves it.
So you maybe put a little more milk than recommended.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Adam, what's your secret here?
Well, first, I dim the lights, turn on the Sonos, slap on Frank Sinatra radio,
not sponsoring.
Put the pot on the power boil, because I don't want that boil to take any more than 5 minutes. I put in my box, let it cook just right. I add my butter, a full cup of butter, folks. That's right.
I don't think you got those measurements right, but we'll let you
keep going.
Who's the king?
we'll find out.
You add the butter, and then you put in a dab of whole milk. Whole milk. It's got to be whole milk.
A dab? Mm-hmm.
A cup of butter, a dab of whole milk. It's not about the milk. It's about the butter, folks. And then you mix it up a little bit, and then here's the key.
you put in one pack of cheese. You open another box, you dispose of the noodles, and add a second box of cheese.
Times are good.
Times are good in the Sonoma Castle.
It's been a good year for River City, folks. Been a good year.
Remind people, what's that number for River City?
That's 913-599-1088. We can handle your packaging needs.
So the two packs of mac and cheese are going in.
Two packs of mac and cheese, and cheese. Here's the key.
Powder.
Here's the key. You gotta stir in the first one, and then the second package of powder you lightly sprinkle in as you go.
Mm. Oh,
that's the key.
All right.
Sounds like I'm eating a block of cheese.
Most people will turn off the stove, but I like to keep the stove a little bit hot. Mm-hmm. Mix in that cheese.
Absolutely.
When it's ready to put in the bowl, it's nice and toasty.
Absolutely.
All right, folks, milky? If that doesn't put a smile on your face, I don't know what will.
Well,
how does it taste at 10 a.m. the next day?
Because mine tasted amazing.
Oh, that whole pot of mac and cheese is gone in about 2.5 minutes. Am I right, Libs? That's correct.
Well, why would you dirty a bowl?
Why would you dirty an extra spoon?
So
why would
you just
dirty
eat
a
the macaroni out of the pot?
That's exactly. Correct. Okay. With the spatula that you mixed it with.
Uh-huh.
Mm, yes. I can get down on that. All right.
I'm
well,
yeah.
I'm glad we're just all on the page that Velveeta shells and cheese is actually better than Kraft mac and
garbage.
Cheese.
Garbage.
Didn't know your co-host was a terrorist, Kev.
I will fight you. I will fight you. Megan, where's my wife? I'm looking for my wife.
You gonna burn the American flag while you're at it, bud?
Adam and Kelsey, thank you for joining.
Thanks, guys.
The king and queen of mac and
thank
cheese.
You.
Happy birthday, America.
Rip, let it fly.
Let it fly. It's time for the mix plate. I love the progression of this podcast. How much drunker I get during
it is
fantastic.
It's so great.
All right. We are joined by Kelly Fitz for a little celebrity mix plate action here.
Let's set it up a little bit better than that because Kelly Fitz is one of the biggest Disney fans that I've ever met in my life. She likes weird things about Disney. Like, she worked there, one.
I did.
Talk into the mic, Kelly.
Oh, there we go.
All right. So, Kelly Fitz, a huge Disney fan.
Yes.
We were debating this in the cabin earlier today, and we said, that makes a perfect mixed plate.
It's a hot topic.
It is. So, we're doing...
Good store.
Mixed plate of... Animated movies.
Animated movies.
Not Disney, right?
I mean, you guys were playing with non-Disney, but my top five would still probably be Disney, but yes.
Well, it's top four. I don't know top if you know four. How a mixed plate works.
Oh, sorry.
But thanks for listening,
thanks
Kelly.
Thanks for listening to the show.
Right. Thanks for listening. all right, so we're going mixed plate of animated movies. That's what we got.
So let's let Kelly go first.
Okay.
And then what goes after?
You can go.
No.
Oh, is this is episode 62.
So
me,
you.
Yeah. And then you.
All right.
Okay. So, Kelly, are we snaking?
Yeah, let's snake.
Okay.
Snake Town.
Right. Snake Town, USA. Population Kelly, you ready? Meet number one, animated movies. What are you going with?
So I like to mix up the decades a little bit. A lot of the newer Disney movies are great. And there's Pixar, so it's its own category as well. But I think of all time... You gotta do something from the 90s, Lion King.
Okay, that's it right there.
That's it.
Stop. One at a time.
Stop. Done.
One at a time. I thought
she was
about
she
to
was about to list them all up.
I thought she was. All right, Lion King.
Lion King is like the Snickers of animated movies. Like it is widely received as the best animated
and it's
movie.
Better after being in the refrigerator for a few hours.
Yeah.
All right.
A dead lion in your refrigerator.
Yeah. My meat number one, I'm going to go with Toy Story, the OG. I mean, a classic, the first 3D animated movie.
What?
Yeah, it was.
No, that's not true.
It's the first Pixar movie.
Okay, Pixar is not 3D.
It redefined animation.
Thank you, Kelly, for having my back. Toy Story, what a story that was about toys.
All right, it's a solid. All right, meet number one for me. I'm also going that era. Beauty and the Beast.
Wow.
I think production value. I think song quality. I think just how good of a story it is. Mm-hmm. Beauty and the Beast is one of the best animated movies of all time. I'm taking it. Meet number one. Meet number two, Snake Town. Yep. USA me.
It's a snake draft, Aunt
it's a
Katie.
Snake draft, right? Aunt
it's a snake
Katie.
Draft.
All right. So my meat number two, Aladdin.
Oh, wow. That's really early to come off the board.
The first time that a big actor decided to do voice animation was Robin Williams being in Aladdin. Before that, animation movies didn't have like big actors attached to them.
Robin Williams consider Matthew Broderick a big actor.
Simba.
What you got?
Simba. Matthew Broderick.
Aladdin was before
James Earl
Lion King.
Wait. James Earl Jones?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, well, I may have completely made that fact up about Robin Williams. 100%. But Robin Williams as the genie is like one of the best characters in movie history. So Aladdin's my number two.
Okay.
Plus, I had a huge crush on Jasmine. Folks.
Yeah, we'll next week we'll do the mixed plate of Disney princesses attractiveness.
Yes.
All right.
Careful, it's 2020.
It is. I'm going with my meat number two here. I'm going new school, and I'm going to say Coco from Pixar. Coco is a phenomenal story, a twist I can honestly say I didn't see coming in that movie, and then didn't expect to cry my eyeballs out at the end. I thought I was going to be okay.
It's our heritage, Kevin.
And
it's
then
our
all
people.
All of a sudden, there he goes singing that song to Mama Coco, and here come the waterworks.
It's good.
Is that good?
It's our people. Mm-hmm. People forget we're Mexican.
Yes. Kelly, you're up.
Yes.
Talking to the
mic.
You
got two in a row.
I have two in a row?
You have
okay.
two to pick.
Talk into the mic.
I'll go really old school. Fox and the Hound.
Oh, wow.
See, I'm
one of the older ones with the emotions with it. You know, I like the old first Disney ones, but that was the first one I remember actually being emotional. Nowadays, a lot of the animation pulls on the tarp.
Nowadays, you cry at commercials.
Yes.
Well, can you give me hand
1981.
Up? 1981. Hand up. I don't even know what the movie's about.
It's a beautiful friendship story between a fox and a hound dog.
Who dies? Who dies?
Whose
not
parents
so much
die?
On the death.
Okay.
It's more of the fox's owner has to drop him off at one moment, and it's, I don't want to ruin too much.
Well, it came out in 81, so I think spoilers are out there.
Appropriate.
But I think you should watch it. I don't want to tell you, give it away.
So both?
They say fox isn't a pet, so she says, okay, I'm going to go take you to the forest and drive away from
him. Appropriate for these times.
Is it?
Sure.
Is it?
Maybe.
Why?
I don't know.
All right, so that's your meat number two. Now, side number one here.
Monsters, Inc.
Good pick.
That's good.
That was
that's next good.
Off my board.
Who's your favorite character in Monsters, Inc.?
Probably Mike Wazowski. Yeah.
Mike Wazowski.
Yeah.
I think when you talk about like creativity and storytelling, like that was when Pixar was like, okay, these guys are on a different level. The creativity... Uh-huh. To come up with that concept and that plot and how everything worked, how their world operated, was on a different level.
And
so.
Not to mention having John Goodman and Billy Crystal voice the characters when really at that time animation didn't have big movie stars voicing big characters. Like, that was groundbreaking stuff for Monsters, Inc. It was wild. Wild. All right. This
side
is me.
Side one.
Man, this is tough. I mean, if it's... I don't want to... That's tough to pick two from the same trilogy. But... this is what I want. Side number one. I'm going with Inside Out. Mm-hmm. That is a really good movie. Talk about actually, you know, doing something a little different. Getting in touch with your emotions.
Mm.
Letting the kids know it's okay to talk about your emotions. It's okay to feel anger and sadness.
Mm-hmm.
That was big. I was like 25 when I watched it for the first time. And so it helped me as a 25-year-old.
I think the end credits,
understand your feelings.
The end credits when they jump from like all the minor characters to like the people at the pizza shop and the dogs and stuff.
Yeah.
I could have watched an entire movie of just the minor characters inside their head.
And I told you this too, because of that movie, I'm going to name my first son Bing Bong.
Mm.
Yeah. Such an inspirational
character.
I'm going to
cry when you say Bing
Take
Bong.
Take her to the moon. Take her to the moon.
All right. Side number one for me, I'm going Toy Story 3.
Uh-huh.
That movie hit hard.
Yeah, right in the feels.
And that was like, I grew up with Toy Story. I think I was around the same age as Andy, basically.
It came
basically.
Out the year that I was going to college, Toy Story 3, when Andy was going to college.
Mm. Yeah,
okay, so I was in college.
Uh-huh.
Kelly, I believe you, but
it checks out. I was a sophomore.
But
yeah.
We, you know, you were in college.
You're not even close to the mic, Fitz. My goodness.
And people say podcasting isn't a skill.
Yeah.
It is.
So Toy Story 3, it just hit at the exact perfect time. The end, like everyone
so
always
long,
points,
partner.
Everyone always points to the scene where they're in the trash compactor and they're heading into the flames as the saddest part. No, it's Andy and the little girl playing with Woody for the last time, and he's mm-hmm. like, oh, how'd he get in there?
Yeah.
And I'm going to freaking cry.
All so right. long, partner.
And side number two, I think this is one of the funniest animated movies out there is Finding Nemo. I think Finding Nemo, I think Ellen DeGeneres, although she might be canceled, I don't know, she's getting close to being canceled. Ellen DeGeneres was hilarious as Dory, mm-hmm. and I just thought that was one of the movies that I've laughed hardest at. Like the shark therapy scene, like that is...
I never knew my father!
Like that is that scene alone like carries, I mean, that makes it worth it, and I just think that, I thought that was one of the most clever movies, I mean, the fish tank scene in the dentist's office when the little kid is sitting outside and sees, like, the fish going everywhere and he's looking through into the office. No. But anyways, Finding Nemo, meet side number two.
That's top. All right. I am going to go with my side number two, a little bit of a different genre, the superhero genre, The Incredibles. Wow. Is a great, great movie. The only thing... There one thing that I love about it is I don't know if it's taking place in the 1960s or like 2060 because it's like fashion from the 1960 in technology 100 years from now. Mm-hmm. And it's a little confusing, but I love that part about it. And I think it's a hilarious movie.
Edna Mode alone is one of the greatest animated
yes,
characters.
Yes. And
no capes.
Yeah. You know Brad Bird voiced her?
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. The director, Brad.
Yeah,
Bird.
The first time.
Also directed.
The first time
Mission
a
Impossible
big actor
Protocol.
Ever participated in an animated movie. Brad Bird.
That just made me think, and I left it off. Well, no, we'll get the honorable mention. All right,
go ahead,
Fitz.
Kelly,
it's the last one.
Take us home.
Up.
Up. Yeah, I was still on
it
the board.
It had to be on. It had to be.
Has
on
to
there.
Be out there. It's the most random movie. Watching it today, you know, there's talking dogs. There's a house floating with. Yeah,
we accept it though.
All yeah, it's a most random movie, and it's great every time you watch it. No matter what age, the music's mm-hmm. great, the story is great. Damn. You cry in the first 10 minutes, you yeah. cry in the last 10 minutes, the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Kevin's a girl.
What'd you leave off, Fitz? What is your runner ups?
Little Mermaid, I think.
You like Shrek 2, and that makes me like you less.
Shrek 2 is the superior Shrek.
The best of the Shreks?
Yes.
The one
when they need Pinocchio to tell a lie, say...
It's pretty clever.
Say you're wearing women's underwear. I'm wearing women's underwear. Are you? No.
I left off... this is a new movie, and I left it off because my brain wasn't thinking this way, but Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is one of the best movies I've ever seen.
I forget about yes.
Flat.
Yeah, that's animated. I was also thinking, is Shrek 2 where they're like torturing the gingerbread man?
Not the gumdrop buttons!
Kev, what did you leave off yours?
I think I said everything. I don't remember.
Four movies. Kevin likes four animated movies.
Moana. We
Moana.
Didn't say.
Moana.
I mean, that
is,
got
is
left off.
There.
That's criminal mm-hmm. of the three of us. What else was there?
I mean, Toy Story 2 is really good, too.
Yeah, not as good as 3 or the
It
original.
Has one of the greatest montages of the repair. And
yeah,
Toy
Story
Woody.
4, I was kind of upset
oh,
with Toy
Emperor's
Story 4.
Emperor's New Groove.
Oh,
talk
yes.
about character development, folks. That's a character
Are you talking
story.
About Gronk? Or Kronk?
Krunk?
Krunk?
Krunk,
yeah. That's
Krunk.
Some good character
I think it's Krunk.
Krunk.
Yeah, very, very good gifts coming out of that movie, too. Yep. Yeah, exactly. All right, Kelly. Thanks for joining us on the mixed plate of animated movies.
Animated movies.
Animated movies. All right, folks. All right, folks, that's going to do it
There's
for the lake episode. I think I drank like three or four Trulies during this episode.
We made it. I wasn't sure we'd have enough content.
I'm just glad that I don't have to edit it and put it out at the lake like I did last year. Mm-hmm. Somehow it made it onto the internet. I don't know how because I don't remember doing it. And we're sorry we left off Tarzan.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of heat for that.
I don't really care.
I love Tarzan.
I don't really care.
Rosie O'Donnell, one of the first women to ever voice an animated character for Disney as a movie star.
Wrap it up, Kev.
All right. That's it for us this week. Be sure to follow us on social media at State Your Line. And we'll see you around Kansas City.